Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. From fighting inflammation to regenerating cells, how Jupiter Neurosciences is putting the pep back in our step as we age. Jupiter Neurosciences, a clinical stage pharmaceutical company, is developing drugs to treat neuroinflammation, focusing on CNS disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. They also have a direct-to-consumer longevity product line called Nugivia, with formulations targeting mitochondrial support, mental clarity, and beauty from within. The company's Jotrol, an enhanced resveratrol formulation, aims to deliver safe levels of resveratrol with promising results. CEO Krista Rosen discussed the company's strategy, emphasizing the potential of addressing inflammation and cell regeneration in CNS diseases and the booming longevity market. Nugivia products will be available for sale in the third quarter, tapping into the growing demand for anti-aging solutions.
Healthcare Triangle secures major health system contracts and expands AI-powered EHR services nationwide. Healthcare Triangle, Inc. secures major health system contracts and expands AI-powered EHR services nationwide. The company announced strategic customer wins with a California-based university medical system and Georgia's largest hospital system, enhancing ambulatory, inpatient, and pharmacy services. These wins highlight HCTI's expertise in cloud DevOps, managed services, and healthcare automation. Additionally, HCTI introduces Readable.ai, an AI medical document automation platform, improving clinician productivity and driving better outcomes. The company is also exploring Epic workflow integrations for community health systems, aiming to enhance clinical efficiency and bring enterprise-grade performance to underserved networks. With a focus on growth, innovation, and strategic partnerships, HCTI is positioned as a trusted innovation partner in the healthcare industry. Johns Hopkins alumni's Somnair raises $4.3 million to develop sleep apnea device. Somnair, founded by Johns Hopkins alumni, has raised $4.3 million in a seed round to develop a device for managing obstructive sleep apnea. The four co-founders received MS degrees in biodesign from Johns Hopkins. The device, worn in the mouth like a retainer, uses neurostimulation to open the airway and ease breathing. Early results suggest it may help patients who cannot tolerate CPAP treatment. The team found inspiration in anatomy textbooks, targeting a nerve in the mouth that controls muscle activity in the palate and throat. This non-invasive approach aims to provide a solution for the estimated 54 million Americans suffering from obstructive sleep apnea.
Beeline, Inc., to be featured on Inside the Blueprint Chicago. Beeline, Inc., a premier provider of medical-grade commercial cleaning services, will be featured on Inside the Blueprint Chicago. The award-winning television series showcases innovative products, services, and technologies transforming industries nationwide. Founded on the principle that a clean environment drives better outcomes, Beeline stands out with a highly trained workforce and a medical-grade approach to cleaning. Viewers will get an exclusive look at Beeline's advanced disinfection protocols, employee expertise, sustainability practices, and customized solutions. CEO Jamie Henry emphasizes the importance of cleanliness and safety in operational success. Inside the Blueprint highlights companies redefining best practices in various industries. To learn more about Beeline Inc. services and watch the segment, visit their website.
ADAP Advocacy calls for HIV carve-out. ADAP Advocacy has called for a carve-out on HIV antiretroviral therapies in response to the proposed guidance for the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program. The CEO of ADAP Advocacy, Brandon M. Maxata, emphasized the importance of protecting people living with HIV/AIDS, PLWHA, from potential harm. Targeting HIV medications in the negotiation program could jeopardize the progress made in combating the HIV epidemic, as it may lead to treatment interruptions and drug resistance. ADAP Advocacy's public comments urge CMS to consider the impact on patient health and the treatment as prevention approach. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy's efforts and the requested HIV carve-out, email info@adapadvocacy.org. State Roundup. Labor SECTI raises concern over jobless trust fund. Just as it got started, Transportation Project Group is disbanded. Maryland's Labor Secretary Portia Wu has raised concerns over the solvency of the state's unemployment insurance trust fund, which could face issues with potential federal employee layoffs or a recession. Meanwhile, the Commission on Transportation Revenue and Infrastructure Needs, tasked with long-term transportation planning, was disbanded after just a few meetings. Lobbyists poured $58 million into messaging in Annapolis, marking an increase from previous years. Maryland State Parks are seeing a surge in visitors, prompting improvements and changes in park operations. With the recent federal budget cuts, Maryland is reassessing the use of settlement funds for addiction and mental health services. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in grants to reduce vacant properties in Baltimore City. BGE is investing in infrastructure for Kevin Plank's Under Armour campus, potentially leading to higher rates. The Woodlawn community is advocating for representation in redistricting discussions, emphasizing the need for resources in their area. Maryland summer camps are reassuring parents about safety protocols following the deadly Texas flooding.
Area Agency on Aging of Broward County hosts inaugural Empowering Caregivers Disaster Preparedness Conference. The Area Agency on Aging of Broward County recently hosted its inaugural Empowering Caregivers Disaster Preparedness Conference in Sunrise, Florida. The conference aimed to help older adults and caregivers prepare for hurricanes, power outages, and other emergencies. Free registration and lunch were provided to attendees. Charlotte Mather Taylor, CEO of AAABC, emphasized the importance of preparing for disasters, especially for older adults with health conditions. The conference featured sessions on creating personalized response plans, understanding available resources, and practical guidance from local experts. AAABC also operates the Broward County Dementia Care and Cure Initiative Task Force, working to develop dementia caring communities in Broward County. Ann's Choice's Drums Alive classes offer fun, fitness, and friendship. Ann's Choice, an Erickson senior living community in Bucks County, PA, offers residents a fun and creative way to stay active with their new Drums Alive program. The 30-minute sessions blend aerobic movement with rhythmic drumming using exercise balls on buckets as drums. The classes have quickly become one of the most popular activities on campus, with around 20 participants per class and a waiting list. Residents like Ruth Worms enjoy the program for its fun, exercise, and social aspect. The classes are inclusive and adaptable, providing numerous health benefits such as improved cardiovascular health, mobility, coordination, and cognitive function. In addition to the physical and cognitive benefits, Drums Alive fosters a strong sense of community and camaraderie among participants. The program has received great feedback, and the instructors are enthusiastic about continuing to enhance and expand the offerings in the future. The Newbury of Brookline introduces respite care program for Boston area seniors. The Newbury of Brookline, the newest addition to Kisco Senior Living's national portfolio of signature communities, is pleased to announce its new respite care program. The program at the Newbury provides temporary accommodations for seniors, offering personalized care, spacious residences, chef-prepared meals, a robust calendar of life-enriching programs, and personalized concierge services. One example of programming is Tovertoffel, an interactive game projection system designed for complex care needs. Francis Bates, general manager at the Newbury, stated, "We are excited to introduce the respite program to our community, offering peace of mind to adult children caring for their parents.
Caregiver stress is a growing concern in the U.S., with more than 11 million Americans providing unpaid care for individuals with dementia. The Newbury's Respite Care Program offers essential relief, giving caregivers the opportunity to rest and recharge.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.